Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear this right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show, Running Behind.
Yeah, and
412.
I need to make a correction here.
Yeah, please do.
Because I do think that Bob Greasy is one of the most overrated players, but you said better than Joe Namath, and I was like, or that Namath was better than him, and I was like, probably no. Bob Greasy better than Joe Namath, which I'm going to go back to my statement of Joe Namath, most overrated player in the history of the NFL.
Wait, why did you change your mind?
Greasy's got better numbers.
Oh, you're just looking at stats?
Just looking at stats. I
didn't see either of them play, so I don't know. But
Namath's stats are atrocious.
Greasy has two Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, Namath just has one. And again, Greasy, you know.
He was a game manager.
He's a game manager, but at least, like, Namath completed 51% of his passes for his career. He had way more interceptions than touchdowns. At least Greasy was at 56% completion, and he had 192 touchdowns to 172 interceptions. Whereas old Willie Joe, not so much. I think, let me pull up Namath. I get that he was a flashy guy and that it was a different game, but Namath threw 173 touchdowns and 220 picks.
Whoa.
And completed 50.1% of his passes.
Whoa.
Not good.
All right. All right. Stop yelling at me.
I will.
I don't care about him. That was a great moment.
Yes, it was.
Though.
But I wanted to give Bob Greasy, the proper
a little
credit.
More credit.
Yes. Greater than Joe Namath.
Yeah, I think the distinction in the conversation is, like, that's kind of the difference between, like, what we were saying with Alex Smith and Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like Namath was more Mark Brunell and Smith was more Greasy, in that maybe more raw talent in the Brunell Namath bloodline there.
Yes.
And then the other guys were just cerebral and game manager, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just different archetypes of quarterbacks.
I would tend to
I'm going to still contend that even though you think Alex Smith is the greatest game manager of all time, I say it's Bob Greasy. Because how do you argue with two Super Bowls?
A perfect season.
Exactly. How do you argue with that?
That would be
hard. I mean, come on. That guy wasn't slinging it around like freaking Brunell. Give me a break.
No one really slung it around back then.
Exactly.
Just the
except for Namath, who slung it to the other team, apparently.
A lot.
Okay, I have Reed.
You have Reed?
I have Reed.
Ooh, Reed, good you.
It's happening now. Follow the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey. Today through April 26th, Locked On local experts make the selections and Odyssey football experts, including Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, Jason LaCanfora, Brian Baldinger, and other Odyssey hosts who know the ins and outs of their teams the best, join in. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports podcasts, music, and news that matter to you.
And apparently Lou Holtz endorses this as well.
That's Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
By the way, on my final note here.
The ultimate mock draft 2021.
The ultimate. I looked up Bob Greasy in the two Super Bowls.
They told me to read that.
Yes. Bob Greasy in the two Super Bowls that he won, because he went to three, lost to the Cowboys, and won two back-to-back, 72-73.
Stud.
One being the perfect season.
Could find a running back in the flat like nobody's business.
In the first Super Bowl win, he went 8 of 11 for 88 yards with one touchdown, one pick.
See what I mean?
And in the second one, the blowout, 24-7 against Minnesota, he went 6 of 7 for 73 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Oh, my God. That man won two Super Bowls, 8 of 11, 6 of 7. Now, that is efficient game managing.
That's my guy.
That is your guy.
Wow.
In three Super Bowls, he threw the ball 41 times.
Yeah. How do you put Alex Smith in that category? Come on, man.
It was a different game.
So
can,
what?
Can you imagine a Super
Actually,
Bowl?
Actually, it wasn't. It was football. And we all know what football is.
You imagine a Super Bowl win today, though, with seven pat.
Like, it's football.
How many did Trent Dilfer have in the Super Bowl?
Football is football.
Boy, we have proven that football
is football. How many passes did Dilfer throw? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because I mean,
football's football.
Like, he played with one of the greatest defenses of all time.
In that game, let me guess. I bet he threw 24 passes.
Boy, 25.
25.
He went 12 of 25.
For 169.
153.
Yeah.
I remember he had the one, I think it was to Stokely.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, it was Shannon Sharp, right? He had one long touchdown pass.
All right.
He had one long TD.
All right.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, a 44-yard touchdown pass. And so of 153, you take that away, his one play that he threw for, 110 yards. And yet, it's still more than 6 of 7.
Okay. Well, we've blown through another segment.
Yes, we have. But it was a hell of a read.
Thank you.
For the ultimate mock draft.
It was.
I felt it in my soul.
It was good.
I wasn't going to listen to that, and now I am.
I got your attention, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Locked on.
I can't stop thinking about it. And Brian Baldiner's weird finger. I'm going to have to listen now.
Okay, we will get to the rumors, I promise, of what's going on with the number 3 pick in the draft coming up. But it's time next for our Stock Watch, where we're buying and selling for the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Okay. You want to get divorced? Call them.
Mike already did.
They'll help you out. Yeah, they helped Mike out. Right, Mike?
Yes.
Boom.
That's all you need
to
know.
Very, very helpful people.
Boom.
Great guys, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I was really jealous. One of their guys, Colin, who's been on the air with us before.
Good dude.
Texted me a couple weeks ago. He's like, this is what we're doing. It was for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
They were out there in Vegas for the NCAA tournament.
They got a pad down there.
Yeah. And it was so sweet.
Look, I think the divorce business is a booming. I think they're doing all right.
And it never ends.
No, it does not.
All right. Here's Mike with our Stock Watch.
The physical element he brings to the position. I think he is excellent in terms of play action concepts. Where does that fit? Kyle Shanahan's offense. He can push the ball down the field vertically. We've seen that consistently on his college tape. You can scheme him as a runner, whether in low red zone situations, third and 2-6 situations. And we know we can move both inside and outside the pocket. He has a trait that really fits today's NFL. Now,
that's Matt Bowen right there. He's an ESPN draft writer talking about Trey Lance, who had his pro day today, the North Dakota State quarterback. Niners, Falcons, Broncos, Patriots were reportedly present there. And today, all the rumors are...
Rumors.
That Trey Lance is now going number three.
Yes.
To the Niners.
Yes.
Buy or sell. You buy those rumors.
I have no effing idea.
I absolutely buy
none.
This. I buy this because I think the Mac Jones thing is weird.
That's just weird. Gore, it's just weird.
Yeah, doesn't fit. Trey Lance, totally get it.
I have seen Trey Lance play one football game, one, and it was not that impressive, and it was this year. So I have no idea. I watched some footage today of him at the pro day, and he rolled to his left and threw the ball like 60 yards downfield, and it was really impressive. And apparently Justin Fields was really impressive, and Zach Wilson was really impressive. I don't know what to make of it. I am with you that the Mac Jones thing did seem a little odd, but you know, we've seen stranger things. Again, I go back to Patrick Mahomes, who no one had going as high, and Kansas City traded up 10 spots to get him, and they already had Alex Smith. You just never know. There was a great, I don't remember who had it. I wish I could give credit. I follow so many different draft scouts and like NFL personnel guys that I don't remember who it was. But there was a great line I saw over the weekend. He goes, this is the time where everyone says that people rise and fall in the draft, right? And he said, it's not true. He goes, this is the time where people get properly evaluated. We all sit here and say, well, this guy's clearly the number one quarterback or the number two quarterback. And then all of a sudden throughout this draft process, you know, we're like, there's all this moving, and it's really no one rising or falling. It's just that you get an accurate scouting process here, and it all ends up just kind of shaking out. So, you know, if Trey Lance ends up being the number three guy, it's not because Trey Lance had some meteoric rise. It's just that all of our dumbasses thought it was Mac Jones or thought it was Zach Wilson or thought it was Justin Fields, and it turns out it was Trey Lance all along. We just didn't have the proper evaluation because we weren't inside draft room. So that's a long-winded answer to say I have no idea, but it wouldn't shock me at all if Trey Lance is the guy that goes at number three.
I really think, you know, you have the potential with what the Padres and Dodgers have done, you know, talent-wise, roster-wise, the success the Dodgers, you know, have had over, you know, many years, and then the World Series championship last year. But then the Padres, you know, the talent and, you know, having, you know, one of the best off seasons in all of baseball and continuing to add to it already postseason team that they had last year and having some real stars on that team. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent out there in Southern California.
That's Chris Singleton talking about the Padres-Dodgers matchup from over the weekend, which was very intense and very exciting and very fun baseball to watch. So buy or sell. Dodgers Padres now the best rivalry in baseball.
Yes, baseball. Yes, buy that. Absolutely. Red Sox Yankees is stale and stupid. No one cares. Dodgers Padres is amazing. If you don't, you got to watch when they play. Yeah. Like that's the thing is, it's not just a good little rivalry. Like I don't know, give me another rivalry besides Yankees Red Sox.
Oh, like Mets-Phillies?
Right. Mets-Phillies is a rivalry. Yeah. But if they're playing, you're like, oh, here's Mets-Phillies.
Sure.
When you see Mets-Phillies on the schedule, you're a Mets fan, so you don't count, but it's like, oh, Mets-Phillies, whatever, another game. Dodgers-Padres now, because there's bad blood and they both have, like he said, there's a ton of talent. You got to watch that. They're must-see TV. And that's kind of what it used to be with the Red Sox and Yankees.
It was great baseball over the weekend. I will say that, and they're having a decent year, but it wasn't even the last handful. It's fallen off a little bit. But the best rivalry to me hasn't been New York and Boston. It's been the Giants and the Dodgers. And that thing is heated. Obviously, there's some bad history there, but I'm with you. Dodgers and Padres right now, I'm trying to think of another one that you would put in that same kind of category. Certainly from a roster standpoint, I don't think anything's touching it right now.
Dodgers or what? Did they lose last night? They did, yeah, because Padres beat them.
Yeah, they're 13-3, and the Padres are 10-7, and then the Giants still kind of hanging around in there, 9-6. It's a good division.
You look at the bottom of the American League East standings, the New York Yankees, they are dead last. And look, they have concerns with their rotation, they have concerns with a worn out bullpen, but their big problem, the offense, which is supposed to be the backbone of this team. So far this year, they're 24th in runs scored, 25th in batting average. Tony, that's got to get better.
There's Buster only about my stupid team who
talking
sucks.
To Tony. Yeah.
And I
Tony.
Hate them. Buy or sell, there's more reality to or than early season slump to this Yankees start.
Certainly feels that way a little bit. And I was kind of reading through some articles, and even the Cashman came out and said that it's not time to mash the panic button yet. But even he was like, but we got to get going here. You have the same offensive production right now as the Tigers. I mean, it's not good, and you don't have a dominant staff that you're leaning on right now. So, you know, if you can't get this together, you're going to find yourself here in another month. You're going to be 10-plus back. Yep. Now, and granted, you know, you used to have the wild card and all that, but, yeah, I would make the argument that 15 games in, it's not time to panic. But, yes, I think that there are some serious issues here more so than an early season slump.
What was it?
Buy or sell, this is more reality than early season slump.
No, I think it's more early season slump. I would be concerned about the rotation after Gerrit Cole. That you look at and go, meh. But I think Severino may be coming back at some point.
Yeah, June-ish, July, something like that.
So I think their offense is going to be fine. I think it's way too early. Now, I haven't watched much of them. Mike sits in there and watches them, and he hates them. And that's, you know, look, when you're 5-10,
you have a reason
that's what
to,
it looks
you
like.
You have a reason to hate.
Yeah, but
they
I think.
They ground into 7 billion double plays. They can't field.
Yeah.
They can't base run.
Well, they've never had a good defense.
Yeah, but it's extra bad right now. Their hitters aren't hitting. Gerrit Cole is incredible, and the bullpen's good, but the rest of the staff is not
good.
Yeah,
they got a lot of good arms in the bullpen. I think they'll be fine.
Right now, the Yankees have the best bullpen in baseball, according to FanGraph's bullpen war.
They're too talented offensively. They'll get it turned around. Stop.
If you want to make yourself feel better, so they've scored 55 runs.
Idiot.
The Mets, by the way, who are in first place, they scored 37.
Hey,
they have 37 runs, and they almost DeGrommed it again until they pulled their head out of their arse.
What's more likely? Royals stay in first place, or the Yankees stay as bad as they are?
Oh,
what's more likely?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was gonna say neither are particularly likely.
Yeah.
But
you haven't watched Royals much, have you?
I have.
I've seen
a couple
of games.
They're pretty good.
They've got a good little scrappiness to
them.
They're
pretty good.
They got all the arms back from the World Series run.
Although Benintendi just can't hit at all.
He sucks, but they're not going away.
Really?
No, they're pretty good, dude.
Okay.
I mean,
is this like the Mariners sort of thing?
No, not even close.
You know what? Honestly,
people probably think of it like that. You shouldn't. This Royals team is at least 500.
At this point, because of the pressure on it, I'd say it's more likely the Yankees stay this bad. They are so in their own head right now that it's nauseating.
Wow.
It is so unfun to watch them play. I've watched every game, and I hate every minute of it.
Yeah, that's what a slump looks like, Mike.
It's really bad.
They'll be fine. Hello?
New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros. And I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
Good save, Zion. Good save. That's Zion Williamson after he played the Knicks and lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden.
There's no fans. What's he talking about?
There are fans there.
Yeah, I think
there's only 3 teams that don't have fans.
Portland.
Blazers, Bulls, and Thunder. And two of those 3 have fans in the works, including the Blazers. Also, Woj, after the game, said, keep an eye out for Zion to the Knicks in the future. So buy or sell.
What? Just because he said that?
Well, no. I think just because he likes New York and the Knicks are becoming better now and so on and so forth. Buy or sell, Zion is a future New York Knick.
No.
He kind of seems like a Knick.
I mean, look, it can happen. LeBron was a Knick.
He was cheesing so hard in that press clip.
But so was LeBron. LeBron has always said the same thing, that he gets... Dude, there's a lot of guys that the sports fans get tied over New York. Although...
Melo.
if they, yeah, he forced his way. How'd that work out, by the way? I just think there's too much. And it's so far off. He's under contract for a couple more seasons. Was his second year that he's in right now. Or no, this is his third, right? Third year. Yeah, third year.
Well,
third year.
COVID. Oh. COVID wasn't his rookie year, was it?
No, I'm looking. Yeah, this would be his.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, 2021. So he's in the midst of this. So, nope.
Wait, second year. 2021.
That is this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COVID was his first year. So he has played very few games in front of fans.
Yeah. So give it time. I know that people were, the ESPN was doing the hot
takes.
So
what does he know?
Over this, and they're saying, oh, this isn't good.
And he's 21.
Super teams.
Yeah, whatever.
He may end up a Nick, but no, I'm not putting anything into this other than it's a young guy, and why wouldn't you be enamored with New York City? People have been enamored with Madison Square Garden for years and years, and it hasn't led to people wanting to go play for the Knicks.
I buy it, and they should trade him there right now.
Punt on it. Zion is quietly, by the way, putting up ridiculous numbers. And efficient numbers there in New Orleans.
If you haven't watched him, he's unstoppable.
He's a man-child.
He is unstoppable.
Yes.
Which was accurately predicted here when he was in college.
Yeah, he has lived up to the...
I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll claim it.
Lived
because you
the
guys
building.
Don't know. You don't know what we said about Zion coming out of Duke.
It's a Colin Coward thing. Trust me, I've been Zion the entire time.
The whole time I said this guy's going to be unbelievable.
Colin, by the way, now is trying to claim that Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida, that Colin's been on this kid when no one else. He's been the most hyped tight end in the SEC for two straight years, a consensus All-American.
So he's claiming he found him or
how
something?
How on earth are you going to, like, yeah, he's like, well, I've been all over Kyle. Yeah, everyone has. Jeez.
Well,
like, are you kidding me right now?
Sports talk, baby.
You know, I was on this Trevor Lawrence kid before anyone else. Yeah, he was the number one prospect coming out, but I'm telling you, I was on him.
I was on LeBron before Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It was,
I knew about him.
Jeez.
I was on Mickey Mantle before I was alive.
You just knew in the womb.
Nice.
You knew that he was good.
Monday Stockwatch is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
That's Swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Hello and welcome back to our show. Thank you for being with us. It is
Hello?
Monday here on Primetime. Although it's Monday most places.
Yeah, I guess it's probably not though. Like in Japan, I think it's Tuesday.
It's
already.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Where is the line right now in the world on the flat Earth where it is tomorrow?
The tortoise shell on the back of it. I don't know, maybe like mid ass of the turtle. Maybe that is the line. I don't know. I can look that up for you though.
It is April 19, 2021. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today is Boston Marathon Day. Oh. Although I don't know if they ran it. Did they run that thing?
Did they run it? I know a lot of places are running virtual ones.
The Red Sox played their early day game, but
I don't know. I would assume if the Boston Marathon was going on, we would have heard something
right.
about it.
I haven't heard a damn thing.
No, it is going to be
October.
Monday, October 11th.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lady at my gym that's training for it.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's always wearing, and believe me, she'll let you know about it because everything she wears has, it's got all like the windbreakers and like the finishers and all that. Very proud, as well she should be.
Well, the Red Sox played their early game, as they usually do on Boston Marathon Day, but there was no race, October 11th. It is also National Hanging Out Day, so let's all hang out.
You guys hanging out? I'll hang out. Dude, hanging out is a fantastic thing.
Hanging out.
That is simply wonderful.
Everyone 16 and over is eligible for the COVID vaccine in Oregon and America.
Damn right. Although, you know.
That's beginning today.
Getting one can be difficult. I have heard from many people, though, if you are struggling to get one in the Portland area, Salem, apparently right now, I've heard from multiple people, is much easier to get an appointment down in Salem.
That's where we went.
By the way,
you can also cross state lines, I think.
Yeah, you can go over to Washington.
Just go over to Vancouver.
They can do that for you, too.
But you know what's interesting is a lot of people are testing us that even though the eligibility opened today, so you would think it would be like this swarm of people.
Yeah.
It actually hasn't been.
No.
There are a lot of vaccines out there, and there are a lot of appointments out there. So you can... Let's go get vaccinated, everybody.
London, by the way, Mike.
What do you say?
Looks like it's about to be your cutoff line for Tuesday. It is 12:46 Tuesday morning.
In London?
London is 8 hours from us, right?
In jolly old London right now.
So there you go.
So that would probably be the cutoff. Because if someone was an hour before that, then you'd be stuck in the just about ready to be Tuesday.
If you think about it, then most of the countries are in darkness now. Right?
Yes.
Aren't there more countries in that part of the world? So it'll be just North and South America are in the daylight.
Well, but you get into like...
And the islands, I suppose.
So take that, other countries.
Tokyo is 8:47 in the morning, so the sun is
so
already...
It's turned back. All right.
The sun has already come.
All right. Thanks for researching. I find that interesting.
You got it.
The report is that 90% of Americans will be within 5 miles of a vaccine site. So that's good.
Look, it's time to go, man. Like, we got vaccines out there, and I understand it can be difficult, but I just, the sooner we get this, the more people that get the needle in the arm, the sooner we can get back to living some semblance of normal life. Although, it's certainly trending that way now. And I think as the summer rolls on, it's going to get more so, and I, for one, couldn't be happier about it. Mm.
Where was I? Dr. Fauci says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be back on the market by Friday of this week. He doesn't think they'll shut that down.
No, they said they had to take a pause. Remember, it was 6 out of like almost 7 million doses, and that was all women, and they thought maybe that had something to do with birth control. So it's still extremely safe.
And half of U.S. adults have already had at least one shot of the vaccine.
Hell yeah!
That's good.
Start licking doorknobs, everybody. We're fine. That and the CDC did say that you have a 1 in 10,000 chance of catching it off of a doorknob or a hard surface. So, there is a lot of this information out. Can we start, being sensible about some of the rules and restrictions? I get that it's not over, and I get that we still need to have some precautions in place. But this idea that, again, you're going to catch it, we know so much more about it now, and we're even being told that you're not going to get it based on certain things, and yet we're still having some of these absolutely insane policies in place that aren't science-driven at all. It's beginning to drive me a bit crazy.
You're so cute, Jason.
Don't go crazy, Jason. We're almost there. Together, we'll cross the finish line.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, maybe harder to get a test now than actually get the vaccine. I'm going to Hawaii next week, you know? So they make you test. Mm-hmm. Hawaii's not messing around. You have to show them a negative test. Even though I'm fully vaccinated.
Still have to have a test.
Still have to show them a test within 72 hours of hopping on the flight, you know? And that's not easy.
Really?
Really?
No, because they only...
Didn't you find a quick test last time you needed one?
I did. I definitely did. But they only take so many tests, right? In other words... Some rapid tests won't qualify. I don't know. It has to be a certain type of test. And then when you get that test, how long do you have to wait for the results?
Yeah, I don't know.
It has to be within 72 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of it's kind of a tricky sitch, bro.
Okay.
That's a pain in the ass.
Well,
yeah, it really is.
Congratulations.
As a guy who's been vaccinated, way easier to get vaccinated than get tested within a 72-hour window. I can tell you that.
Well, hopefully everything goes smoothly and you get off to Hawaii.
You're damn right.
When are you going?
Next week, bruh.
Oh, like the whole week?
No. Mm. We leave on Thursday, I think.
So we're like when?
I don't know, I have to ask my wife.
Yeah, we should probably know since, well, you know, the show.
Yeah.
I would have told you. Jesus. That's like 10 days from now.
I would have told you.
God. Coming up next, wildfires have already begun. Oh.
Yay.
We also have the more on the Lentz Park shooting, the Portland Popo shooting.
Yeah.
More on that. So stay tuned. It's in the news on The Fan.
Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, it's in the news. April 19th, Hot 5, coming up next. So the man who was shot at Lentz Park, we told you about that last week, 46-year-old man, his identity released. His name is Robert Delgado.
Okay.
And that was a big hullabaloo, you know. We didn't really know what happened. You know, we were talking about Wheeler's commentary or whatever.
Yeah, some people thought maybe there was a mental health component to this. Do we have the official story?
Well, they're piecing it,
right?
They're piecing it together. Delgado is a 46-year-old man with a history of mental illness and substance abuse, and he was houseless. Although he did, so they were saying he had a gun. He did have what looked like a gun, but it was not a real gun. It was a fake gun.
Okay.
And he was apparently having a mental health episode, which would, because you know they did that new. Oh, what do you call it? Like the Portland Street Response Team,
yeah,
you know?
They were there first, right? And then left?
Well, they couldn't. This one did not apply to them because there was a gun involved.
Oh.
In other words, the Portland Street Response Team is this idea, and I think it's a good idea, to have some of these calls be responded to, not by police, but by mental health experts.
Yes.
Or, you know, other trained professionals.
But if there is a weapon involved, you're not having a social worker show up
that's
to a
right.
guy that's a manic depressive or schizophrenic or on drugs.
That's right.
That's wielding a firearm. So they thought he had the, like an airsoft gun or whatever. Right?
I think what happened here was there was another call at the same time around Lentz Park where there was another mental health situation going on, and I think some people got that confused, but.
Wow.
The Portland Street Response Team was not involved here because there was a gun.
Okay, because the initial report was that an ambulance showed up and then left, and so but it was
again there were two different things going down, and then this guy they don't know what happened yet. He was shot by an officer by the name of Zach DeLong, who is a former Army Ranger. He fought in Afghanistan. He's been on the force for 8 years. Other than that, they don't really know. Just to say that this guy, Delgado, did have some mental health issues and some substance abuse issues. So other than that, we don't really know what happened.
Yeah, I was saying that he had a very hard life.
They're still investigating
what happened. They were saying. So
then there was another guy who was sleeping in his rig out there who was talking to Delgado before the whole thing happened. Apparently, he recorded everything. He has it on tape. It has not been released yet, but he says that Delgado was a good dude, down on his luck, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't really say like, "Oh, the police did this, that, or the other."
This is why I'm 100% on board of every cop having the body camera on at all times and let the video. You know, the big
and
guy.
And that could have been true too.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm saying the big guy. They always say in football, the big guy in the sky doesn't lie. What's on tape is what's on tape, and I think everyone benefits when there's transparency. And you know, we'll see how this plays out. Are we done? Are they still protesting out there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know it. You know, there was obviously tensions were running high the day of, but I didn't see anything over the weekend or anything today when I looked on the news about anything going on out there.
I have wildfire news, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Lord knows we won't be out of that. We won't be away from that headline.
Nope.
Anytime soon.
No, it's
ever again?
Yeah.
Maybe ever again.
It's going to be a rough year for it. They're already telling us just be prepared.
So that's your In the News for April 19th, 2021. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. And boy, is it hot. I have the latest on the Trailblazers injuries. Will Damian Lillard play against the Clippers? Will Yusuf Nurkic play against the Clippers? Will Zach Collins play against the Clippers? Will I play against the Clippers?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something?
Find out next on The Fan.